Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. Damn it, if you're on the East Coast or maybe you're in the Midwest or something, I don't know. Happy Friday to you. Happy almost weekend. Anyway, I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Shout out to everybody who's been tuned in and locked in for the past three. I get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to Andrew Scarpacci, holding it down for us in New York on the boards. Thank you to you for listening. It's Thursday night. We have Thursday night football, and what does that mean? We had two teams that played on Sunday turn around and play on Thursday, and one team looked dead tired, and the other one looked hell-bent on driving them into the ground, and that's the Chicago Bears. They did. The Bears beat the Commanders tonight 40-20 at FedEx Field. Chicago Bears picking up their first victory for the season. They snap a 14-game losing streak that dates back to last year. And Washington, after starting the season 2-0, the Commanders have now lost three consecutive games. At halftime of this game, Chicago led 27-3. In the first quarter of the game, this was bananas. DJ Moore already had 126 yards receiving just in the first quarter alone. Justin Fields threw four touchdowns. DJ Moore's stat line was crazy. A total of 230 yards receiving to go along with three touchdowns. And you know what? Let's hear all three touchdowns. This is touchdown number one by DJ Moore. This was in the first quarter of the game. It didn't take long. Only about 3 minutes went by. This is courtesy of the Bears Radio Network.
Third and 14 at the 20-yard line. They go empty spread. Three to the left, two to the right. Safeties are back. Corners tight. Snap back to Fields. Fields looking. Now throwing. Got open man. DJ Moore. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Toasted the secondary on a 20-yard strike. His third touchdown pass from Justin Fields, the Maryland Terrapin, comes back to the area and puts the Bears on the board.
Now let's go to the second quarter. Let's hear DJ Moore's second touchdown that made the score 17-0.
Third and six now at the 11-yard line of Washington. Moore and Mooney left. EQ St. Brown to the near side. Press coverage there. They're covering the slot. Komet in motion now. Paired in the left slot. Snap to Fields. Roshan the back. Gonna throw. Left side of the end zone. Up in the air. Contested catch. Touchdown! DJ Moore! What a return to Maryland for the former first-round pick of Carolina and the new Bear. breaking hearts here in Washington. 11-yard touchdown out of beauty from Fields. Left corner of the end zone in tight coverage. And the third scoring drive of the day in a 16-0.
Just
Bears
to tell.
Lead.
27-3 at halftime was the score. The Bears didn't score at all in the third. It looked like, you know, maybe, just maybe, Washington was going to get back in it. It was 27-14 Chicago. In the fourth quarter, they got as close to 30-20. Curtis Samuel scored on a pass from Sam Howell. But that was as close as it was going to get. We saw missed passes, an interception. And then Chicago got the ball again. And DJ Moore scored another touchdown. This time, a 56-yarder to pretty much close the door.
Third down and two, 44-yard line, Bears territory. Blasting game to the left of Field. Slot left, Mooney, outside of him, Moore. Tight end right side of the line, Mercedes Lewis. And Tanner Scott out to the right, snap, Field. Stairs down the left side. Pass is caught by Moore. Down the sidelines, and nothing but green grass. He is gone, baby. Touchdown, DJ Moore on third and two. The corner broke on it, missed it. DJ Moore caught it, and he accentuates what's been a spectacular day. 56-yard touchdown, and that puts the icing on the cake. 230 yards in receiving on 8 catches for the University of Maryland Terrapin. Attaboy.
It's the second most receiving yards by a receiver in a game in Bears history. Alshon Jeffrey, back in 2013, had a game where he hauled in 249 yards. After the game, DJ Moore, he spoke to the media, and he actually said, man, I woke up this morning, and I was not feeling all that good.
This morning, I was nervous, out of this world nervous, so I guess that was my body telling me that we was about to go off, so I look forward to having some more nervous days before games.
Yeah, he can have all the nervous days as he wants if it's going to turn into victories like that. And, I mean, Justin Fields over the past two games, he's been playing out of his mind. We can go back to this past Sunday. We can couple it with tonight. He has 8 touchdowns and 1 interception just this week. And he's passed for just about 800 yards. And, yeah, it's two games in a calendar week. But this is a big turnaround from where he started the season, where it was just like, man, is Justin Fields going to keep the job? Are the coaches failing him? Is he failing to throw the ball? Is he overthinking? And he's turned this around in 2 weeks. We know they choked the game away on Sunday. But nonetheless, his numbers are pretty spectacular. And he talked after the game about the connection between himself and DJ Moore. This is what he had to tell the folks at Amazon Prime in the postgame.
I mean, yeah, DJ's awesome. From the moment he's gotten here, he's done nothing but work. You know, we've thrown a lot in the offseason extra, but, I mean, you can kind of tell. I mean, when you throw to him, the first day he got there, you could just tell he was different. So just those plays he made out there today, I mean, that's just a glimpse. He can do a lot more, and he really should have had, you know, one more touchdown.
Yeah, he sucks.
I overthrew him on one, but, I mean, he's a great player, great person, and I'm happy for him, so happy for him.
Somebody else who's happy is Coach Eberflus. This man had to answer questions a couple of days ago about his job security. His record, even after tonight, he's now 4-18 as head coach of the Chicago Bears. 4-18 is something that typically gets you fired. And we still got a whole lot of season left. He still might be gone at the end of the year. But for tonight, at least, a victory, the first one in 14 games, Eberflus said, man, I'm proud of my guys.
Guys did a nice job of, sticking together, during our adversity. And I told them the reason we could do that is because of the relationships we've built in the building. And the guys have always been tight, always been determined, and super excited about that.
Sam Howell on the other side. Washington Commanders had to try to play catch up the whole damn game. Sam Howell had to throw the ball 51 times. To try to stay competitive, he completed 37 passes, 388 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an INT. Sam Howell spoke and said, yeah, my arm hurts. So does this loss.
It's tough. You know, definitely felt like it was a game that we were capable of winning. And, you know, just didn't come off to a good start. Kind of put ourselves in a hole there in the first half and, you know, tried to fight our way back in the second half. But, you know, we came up short.
A hole in the first half? 27-3? DJ Moore went off? This man had like a whole game receiving in one quarter. Ron Rivera talked about this after the game. And this is what he had to say about that defense giving up everything.
I think some of it is just missed opportunities. Sometimes it's not about going after the ball as much as it's securing the tackle. I mean, these are all things that we're going to look at and talk about. And we've got a little time to do that now.
Sad. Sad, sad, sad all the way around. And for Washington, they got the Atlanta Falcons next. And so maybe they can go and pick up a victory there. They will be here in Atlanta, so that'll be interesting to see. And the Chicago Bears, how about this? They might pick up another victory. There's a good chance that they get into a shootout with their next opponent. That happens to be the Minnesota Vikings. And so this was a good game to watch overall. It was more so, oh my God, the Bears are lighting it up. DJ Moore is playing out of his mind. Justin Fields had four touchdown passes today. The other one went to Cole Kmet. And you just had to watch the rest of it to go, are the Bears going to choke? Are the Chicago Bears going to give this up? And it was a small, small chance where it looked like, yeah, they just might. And they were able to hold on. And Washington shot themselves in the foot at the end of the game. This is also important to note. We did learn before the game took place that the NFL, I don't even want to just say Chicago, but the NFL lost a legend, an icon in Dick Butkus. And so following the game, oof, man, Justin Fields, he's met him. He knows the guy. And he talked about him and how he found out and how they dedicated the game in his honor. Take a listen.
Yeah, we actually found out about it when we saw it on the screen. So me and Mooney, we were talking about it. We were like, what? So we were in a big shock. But, yeah, condolences to his family. And but, I mean, it just means a lot, you know, tonight, getting a win. Our first one in a long time. So Bears legend, he'll never be forgotten. And, you know, we played for him tonight. So this one's for him tonight. So glad we got the dub.
Hey, Justin Fields head coach Eberflus, he talked about Dick Butkus as well. He shared some thoughts on how he inspired him and also showed love to his family. Take a listen.
My condolences to the Butkus family. My deepest sympathies to them. I had several chances to visit with Dick during the time that I've been here. And it's always great talking to him, you know, because he's one of my idols growing up, being a linebacker. And we had some good talks about reading keys and a lot of different things. But again, my condolences to the family.
Yeah, a bittersweet night, bittersweet day. Dick Butkus passing away at 80 years old. This man was born in Chicago, played for Illinois, drafted by the Bears, played for the Bears, 8-time Pro Bowler, was there from 65 to 73. The only thing missing from his resume was a decent Bears team. They were bad when he was there. But he scared the living hell out of everybody. Hall of Fame in 1979. A legend. Just a legend. I remember growing up, I didn't see him play live, but watching the highlights. The NFL and the NFL Films has always just done an amazing job highlighting their past, their history. From the music to the video to the footage to the narration, the NFL has always done a tremendous job there. And Dick Butkus, he didn't need to be built up into a superhero. He didn't need super highlight packages. You watch the footage, it spoke for itself. The name, the style, the mustache, the physicality, and Dick Butkus was the man. Rest in peace to Dick Butkus. All the best to his family. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to your calls. We've talked about a lot tonight. Obviously, the game, the Bears breaking that 14-game losing streak. We did talk about Jonathan Taylor. We have to see if he's going to return to the field against the Tennessee Titans. He did return in practice on Wednesday. Evan Neal of the Giants is going against the fans. We talked about the New York Mets, Billy Epler, stepping down amidst an investigation that he misused the injured list. And then I didn't mention this. Team USA basketball is going to look crazy. They got a new center on the team. He plays for the Sixers, and he had like three teams to choose from. I'm going to explain. I'm going to get to more of your calls here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a huge fan. I listen to you every night on the way home from work.
JR, you are a great sports psychologist.
Thank you very much, my brother, from another mother, and I like you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I like you too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bears beat Washington 40-20. And I want to mention this as well. We know the NBA season is going to get started at the end of the month. We've had media day. Jimmy Butler showed up with his emo hair. Now he has normal hair. James Harden is in Philadelphia, or at least with the Philadelphia 76ers as they practice in Colorado. And then his teammate, Joel Embiid, let everybody know that for next year's Olympics, Joel Embiid is going to be playing for Team USA, which is kind of nuts. It's also interesting that Joel Embiid has dual citizenship between the United States of America and France, which he acquired last year. And then there's also Cameroon, where he was born, which is trying to get into the Olympics. And so he really had a choice of three countries to represent in the Olympics. He wasn't going to play for Cameroon. I mean, there's a chance that they may not make it all the way into the Olympics at all. And then he decided against France. And the reason that he said was because of his son. He wanted to go ahead and represent the USA, which has been his home, where his son has been born. He said, it wasn't easy talking to my family. I want to play with my brothers in the league. I want to play for my fans because they've been incredible since I've come here. And he says, most of all, I want to honor my son who was born in the United States. I want my boy to know I played my first Olympics for him. That's from Joel Embiid. And if you think about the starting five, potentially for Team USA, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, that doesn't even go to the bench of guys like Damian Lillard. The team should be nuts. The United States of America has won four straight gold medals. The last time in Japan, they beat France. And that French team, it would have had Joel Embiid and Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. They would have just tried to be bigger than everybody. So just an interesting story there. Joel Embiid deciding to play for Team USA in France, by the way. That's where the next Olympics will take place. And I would expect the United States of America to smash anybody. Smash everybody, I should say. The team is ridiculous. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, how are you doing, JR?
Good, man. What's up?
So I didn't really get a chance to really watch Jake Butkus play because when he was playing, I wasn't really into football because I was so young. But yeah, he was really iconic, and I heard about him, and I've watched highlights. So, and I want to get to. not to overshadow anything, but I wanted to get to say something about the Brewers and their series against the Diamondbacks. Not to take anything away to the Diamondbacks, because they earned that, but Brewers need to get rid of Craig Council. They are 1-9 in the postseason since that 2008 run in the NLCS, and I think, and I'm not saying that's going to solve all their problems, because they can't hit the ball first in scoring position, but I think they need a new voice in the dugout.
I don't think at the same time. Look, Craig Council is probably on his way to the New York Mets, and so when you talk about getting rid of Craig Council, is it getting rid of him, or is he ready to just jump ship anyway?
I think he either goes to the Mets or he takes a year off to go be with his son, because his son is playing baseball. I think he starts baseball in Michigan coming up. So
yeah, I think he's going to take Steve Cohen's money. That's what I think he's going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brandon, for calling from Green Bay. And it's tough in baseball to blame the manager, man. What, Craig Council ain't out there swinging that bat no more? Them days are over for him. I mean, we gotta blame him because the offense stinks. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony's calling from Atlanta. What's up, Anthony?
JJR, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Awesome, man. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm calling about, you know, the Joel Embiid situation. I'm not feeling the Joel Embiid situation. Here's my two thoughts, right? Thought number one is how weak has the USA become that they got to get naturalized players, right? Number two is, bro, this is about to be in France. This is your homeland. You spent 15 years here, and you chose to not play for France. It's like, come on, man. Rep your country.
Joel Embiid and
– thing,
and,
man.
And,
all right, he, go ahead.
No, man. He's from Cameroon. He basically got an exemption to be a French citizen.
What I saw is that he was he came over here when he was 15 years old. Where was he at before that? I thought he was in Cameroon as a little child. Went to France.
Yes, Cameroon to the United States of America. Yeah. He has spent his most of his life in Cameroon in the United States of America.
Cameroon then. I think you should ball out for Cameroon, put them on the map, man. Really represent where you're from.
Why? What is your opposition to him representing Team USA?
I don't. I'm not feeling him representing the USA because he came here when he was 16. It's like you. It's okay to represent your roots. It's okay to, you know, rep your heritage. It's okay to put your country on the map. Cameroon. He could do big things for Cameroon. He could build the Cameroon team up. He could really represent.
No, he can't. No, they're gonna suck. They're gonna lose. I mean. Why are we making up lies?
I think he could put them on. All that money he got, he can go build a facility over there, start getting players in.
Look, basketball is growing leaps and bounds in multiple countries in Africa. Now, having said that, I would say I'm just as American as you are, but I ain't got no problem with him playing for the United States of America. I mean, there's so many people in America that weren't born in America that come over to him. What's the big deal? What's the problem? I don't find none. He wants to play for Team USA. What do I care? It's basketball.
I'm looking at, I understand it's basketball too at the end of the day, and I ain't got nothing to do with that, but he came from Cameroon, man. When you representing where you was from, you do major things for that. Wearing that jersey is definitely going to inspire young Cameroon kids and give them hope as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anthony, for waving the flag of Cameroon here on CBS Sports Radio. It seems like he's more concerned with him representing for Cameroon as opposed to representing Team USA. The man lives here. He has family here. I mean, he has a family that he started in America. That's like a lot of people. What's the big deal? He wants to rep the United States of America. Who cares? What's the big deal? He gets to run around and be out there, all 7 foot of him or 7'2", however tall he is. And he gets to abuse the French national team. I hope Joel Embiid dunks on Rudy Gobert. Somebody's going to do it in the Olympics. I hope it's Joel Embiid. 855-212-4CBS. Manoj is calling from Bethesda out in Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Manoj?
Yo, man, how you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
I'm angry, man. I was at the Commanders-Bears game tonight. Bad night.
Oh,
bad
no.
night. Did you watch that game?
Unfortunately, yes. I talked about it and hold on, Manoj. Wait a minute. When did you turn the radio on?
Like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah, I've been talking about the game for the past, I don't know, 4 hours. So, yes, of course. I'd be a crap, garbage sports broadcaster, Manoj, if I didn't watch the game. What you think I've been doing all night?
Hey, man, I've never listened to you before, but you're good. You're good. I just turned you on. I just got to the D.C. area. So I appreciate the show. It's a fun show.
Well, thanks. I try. Go ahead.
Okay, so what do you think about – I mean, I'll just give you my opinion. Tonight, I've been a D.C. sports fan for about 20 – I'm 34 years old, been a sports fan for about 25. Tonight was maybe the worst sports event I've ever been to in the D.C. area. Have you been to one?
Oh, man, I was just in D.C. a couple weeks ago at the Universe Soul Circus. Does that count?
No. No, okay. Man, come on. Don't mess with me. Come on. Do you know how much time – was spent into tonight, and that was the worst performance by the most overhyped defense I have ever heard of in my entire life.
Okay. Yeah, I watched. It was 27-3 at halftime. They gave up a million big plays. Your man had 127 yards receiving in the first quarter. I watched. It happens, yes. So what would you like to happen as a result?
I think Jack Del Rio should be taken out of the team.
That's reasonable. I don't think it's going to happen at this early point of the season. We talked about this before you started to listen. We had a caller who pretty much didn't go for Jack Del Rio first, but wanted to take a look at Ron Rivera and give him the boot. And I said it very clearly. Josh Harris is not going to just go ahead and fire either one of these two dudes. And, of course, Ron Rivera would be the one to tell Jack Del Rio to disappear. But I can't see a massive change this early in the season. I think things would have to hit the skids a little bit more closer towards the end of the season before we see a Ron Rivera getting the boot. And I don't think Ron Rivera would tell Jack Del Rio to take a hike either. So I think what it is what it's going to be, at least for another month or so, before you see any change. They have a winnable game coming up against Atlanta. They have another winnable game coming up against New York.
They had a winnable game tonight. Why? They're not going to beat Atlanta.
Manoj, can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
I know what took place tonight. You were there, and I watched it. I can't go back in time, and we know what took place. You're talking about the future. The reason why you want to remove a head coach is so you have a better chance to move forward for the future. And so what I'm saying to you is, based on what has already happened, the next game against Atlanta, and to say we're not going to win against Atlanta, you might as well quit on the whole season, okay? Here's the deal. Atlanta is an up-and-down team. They just came back from London and got their asses whooped out there. Atlanta is a run-of-the-mill team. The New York Giants are a run-of-the-mill team. There are two games that the Washington Commanders should be able to go out there and win. And so one thing that you don't want to do is go out and make a brash or rash decision. I'll go even further. As much as you may not want to hear or anyone does, there ain't no expectations for the Commanders to win anything this season. That was before things even got started. Before the year got going, there was a very high probability that this team was going to finish at or around 500. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and so what are they at right now?
They're 2-3.
There you go. I think they're going to ride this same wave for the rest of the season. This season is more so about what do we have with the quarterback with Sam Howell? What is the defense going to look like? And at least for right now, they can't tackle worth a damn, especially once you get into the secondary. And thank you, Manoj, for calling from Maryland. You can't go through the season and just ride the wave, man. You can't hire and fire this dude when you go through a losing streak. I mean, not everybody. People in Pittsburgh want to can Mike Tomlin right now. Let's just fire him today. And then do what? Y'all want to be a joke franchise too, like some of these other ass teams out here? I get it. It sucks. It hurts. It's disappointing. It's embarrassing. But, I mean, if you fired everybody, then where's your baseline to start? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Maryland. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, boss?
How are you?
I'm from Lower Maryland. I'm an Eagles fan. And I feel like you guys were tired tonight. It was just from – just played on Monday, and got to play again on Thursday. I feel like that's the reason why.
Yeah, well, I know they played, they went into overtime, and I know they lost in overtime with a field goal and such.
Yep.
Every game, and this is why the quality, and thank you, Justin, for calling from Maryland, this is why the quality of the games on Thursdays, for the most part, stink. The players don't have proper rest and recovery. There's a quick turnaround between the games, and the players don't want to play on Thursday nights. That's factual. But come on now. The Chicago Bears didn't go into overtime when they got beat by Denver, but they played on Sunday as well. I mean, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. I'd say both teams were tired. What am I to say? That Washington was even more tired? Look, Thursday night is an interesting night for some damn football. The games that we get typically stink. And tonight, outside of, oh my God, are the Bears going to choke? What was the interest in watching this? 855-212-4CBS. Tom is calling from Oregon. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having me on, JR.
Sure.
Hey, I just question people coming after Joel and his decision, because it is his decision. And with him having injuries in the past, I think, you know, expecting him to go try to be everything for a team versus the U.S. team would just, you know, use him for, you know, how he's meant to be used versus, you know, if he went to play for his home team, he'd be everything for that team, right?
I mean, he'd be the team. Like, I don't know no Cameroonian basketball player besides him.
Yeah, they're going to run him rough, you know, and then what's that going to do to his career, you know? Like, I think he's thinking a lot bigger than just the optics of it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This man is almost 30 years old. Joel Embiid is almost 30 years old. He is moving towards, if not having spent half of his life in America, he's moving there. Like, so what... What's the problem? And I for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody would care. You know, it's not like Joel Embiid is taking anything from you. He's playing basketball. Who cares? That's kind of my thought, you know?
Well, you know, I could be biased because I'm a Blazer fan. And, you know, we've seen our share of injuries, Brandon Roy and such. You know, it's just... anything could happen, you know, and let him make his decision and respect him for it how
Brandon,
I think.
Brandon Roy, his body was on borrowed time before he even got in the NBA.
Well, and then we got the
Odin?
Big guy a couple of years ago, Odin, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we missed Jordan. I mean, our sorrow goes back.
Yeah. Well, not all due to injury. Well, my apologies. Now you got Scoot Henderson. Enjoy it, okay?
Oh, we will. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom, for calling from Oregon. I like Oregon. Got a lot of beer up in Oregon. Any place with a lot of beer is good by me. Brian is calling from Jersey. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jared, my man, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was listening, rest in peace, Dick Butkus. I'm just reading about it right now. And so I was listening to the game on the Fan tonight on Westwood One. And all of a sudden, Dick Butkus' voice appears on my radio. They're running an ad for something. I don't even know what it was, and it freaked me out. I was wondering if you ever heard from, like, voices from the past.
Have I ever heard voices from the past?
Yeah, people that have died, you know. I just thought it was strange that on a day that Dick Butkus dies, you know, the Bears are playing, and then they're running an advertisement on the radio with his voice.
Nah, are you sure it wasn't something that honored? I mean, he was a pitchman. He did sell a lot of things. You sure that wasn't like part of a rundown of his life?
No, it was him doing an actual advertisement for some kind of, I don't know what it was. It was, okay, starts with an A. It was a company that starts with an A. It was, okay, just freaky.
Yeah, well, those type of things happen. He was certainly a salesman, an actor. He did a lot post-career, so consider it a coincidence, Brian. You think you getting a message or something?
Not a message. I just, okay, you know, I coincidence maybe. I don't know if you believe, right, in that, coincidences.
Hey, well, they happen. They happen, Brian. Well,
all right, I'm going to keep listening. Uber driving from Jersey and on CBS HD2. Thanks, JR.
All right, no doubt, my man. Drive safe out there. Look, Dick Buck has sold a lot of stuff, man. That's coincidence, irony, whatever you want to call it. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before we have to roll out. I see people want to talk about Embiid and Dick Butkus and the Bears and Washington. I got you covered. But right now, it's a news flash. Here he is, Kevin Dexter.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I got to tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I got to tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's been a busy night, a busy Thursday. Depending on where you live, it's already Friday morning. We have talked about Jonathan Taylor. We have shown appreciation to Dick Butkus and what he's meant to the NFL. Obviously, we talked about the Thursday night football game between the Bears and Washington, Chicago beating them 40-20. We talked about Evan Neal beefing with the New York Giants fans and then apologizing. We talked about the New York Mets being a mess. We've talked about Joel Embiid connecting with or signing or saying he will play and committing to USA Basketball as opposed to Cameroon or France. We talked about Pat Fitzgerald. I know that's going on in the Shy as well. I mean, he's hitting back. He's like, y'all fired me? He's like, y'all going to pay me my money. So we got a lot that we've gone through. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We got a lot of callers on. I'm going to try to get on as many as possible. Tomorrow is also a very good night. Not only do we have a full slate of NFL games and college games, we're going to move into the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. So it should be a lot of fun. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks so much for taking the call. Believe it or not, I'm actually still driving home from the Commanders and Bears game tonight.
Well, it's not a big surprise. I mean, FedEx Field is a pain in the ass to get to and from, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah, not exactly central to the D.C. metro area, but it is what it is. So I'm a Chicago transplant. I've lived out here since 2016. Wanted to talk a little bit about Justin Fields' future with you for a minute. Here's my take on it. I'm just curious to hear your thoughts. You know, I think Justin has really been a lightning rod of criticism for the last couple of years, and I think a lot of it is really unfair. Now, I'm a diehard Bears fan, and I don't expect everybody to follow the details in the way that a diehard Bears fan would, but if you pay any attention to this team, you would know that it's been criminal in the sense that in the way the organization has supported him and surrounded him with talent or lack thereof since he's been drafted. I mean, you're talking about a guy who last year you know, had receivers like Byron Pringle and N'Keal Harry, you know, as his guys to throw to. And so, you know, I don't want to hear any more, especially after the last 2 weeks, about Justin Fields as a running back playing quarterback. The man can throw the ball.
I think a lot of that, I speak for myself, and I pay attention to general consensus and what people say. I think that part's been put to bed. I think people just wanted to really see what he can do throwing the ball. And that's out of the mouth of his own general manager and Ryan Poles. And it was only a few weeks ago that he publicly said out of his own mouth, Justin Fields did, that he felt that the offense was too much, that they needed to simplify things a little bit. And I mean, well, damn it, if you look at the course of just this week alone, from the game this past Sunday against the Broncos, you look at tonight, the guy has 8 touchdowns. We've seen it, man. I'm here in Georgia, okay? I've heard about this dude playing since he was running out of Kennesaw. I had a chance to see him and see what he was doing when he got the ball with the Bulldogs. All he wanted to do was hand him off the ball. We all saw what he did by the time he went to Ohio State. And so, no, the talent is there. I mean, we hear this right now with Caleb Williams out of USC, at least from his father. He's like, man, if we're going to get drafted, if my son is going to get drafted to a team that can't develop a QB, that has a poor history, then damn it, we will just stay in college. And so I think everybody sees that the talent is there. It's the consistency. It's the weapons. And so to be able to connect with DJ Moore tonight the way that he did, just 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. Is he going to do this every game? No, nobody does. But from what he did last year to this year, I think it's picking up the consistency. And to your point, I agree with you. I don't think there anybody could really crap on him anymore. Matt, I got to wrap the show up, okay?
Can I make one last quick comment?
There's not enough time. I got to go. And it's not to go, but the show is ending. Show got to end, right? I got to shut the show down. That's what it is. Hey, Andrew, I'm right. I got to shut up, right?
I think you still got a minute.
No, I got less than a minute. I'm looking at the clock now. Well, first of all, Andrew, thank you for doing a great job tonight, okay?
Thank you so much. It was great being back.
No doubt. Shout-outs to Andrew Scarpacci for holding it down. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio just about done. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. As I told you, we're going to look at the NFL games. We're going to look at the college games. We're going to look at the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And if you missed a minute or a second of tonight's show, it's real simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Man, you hate to do a show where someone has passed away, but Dick Butkus, just one of my favorite sports personalities, just for what he's done from acting to the endorsements and even the footage that I had to sit down and watch like a lot of other folks. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done, but don't move. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.